This is the audio guide covering the ship specials and your ship pods pages for Core Exiles. If you've already listened to the audio guide covering your ship loadout, this will be very similar, but I'm still adding it in just in case. So I'm going to search the word special on my main landing page. I'm on the promenade right now. This jumps me right to the specials link in the bottom nav bar. And on this page, I'm going to hit the shift G just to read the text at the top. This brings me to the assets tab, and I'm going to down arrow from here.
Level 4 yet, open another 5 special slots and support Core Exiles. Link click here for details.
That's just a promotion for buying a perk from the C store for real money.
Land. Table with 5 columns and 7 rows.
And then after that,
ship special slots range.
It gets right into my ship specials.
Table with ship special slots range or IV-10.
Tells me the name of my ship.
Special slot 1.
And then we're in a table, but the best way to do this is just jump by button, which I'm going to do from the top of the page.
And on
the
dot-i-chromos button. Quantum space R14 button. Biofuel advanced storage 7 button. Nothing installed button. Augment plane S5 button. Augment plane S5 button. Augment plane S5 button. Augment plane S5 button. Biofuel advanced storage 7 button. System booster S8 button. Right at the top. And on the dot-i.
You'll see nearly all of my specials are taken up right now.
Quantum space R-biofuel. Nothing installed button.
If you have an empty slot, it'll say nothing installed. I also have 10 on this ship because it's a pretty big ship.
Augment plane S5. Nothing installed button.
So if I want to put something new on, I'm going to click on an empty slot. And this will bring me to a page with a table that lists all of my different specials. Table headers are name. That's pretty self-explanatory. The amount I have stored in my ship. The type.
Armor buff.
For example, hull buff, speed buff, so on.
Required level.
Required level. This is the only limiting factor when it comes to specials. You just have to have the proper level, and then you can put it on your ship.
Equip column 5.
And a button to equip it. So, let's see what I want to put on.
Augment plating S8.
Augment plating S8.
1, column 2.
1,
armor slash hull buff, column 3.
Armor and hull buff.
130, column 4.
Captain level 130.
Equip item button, column 5.
And I'm going to equip the item.
Core Exiles, return to assets tab, land, item equipped, dot, dot, dot. Congratulations, Holiday, you have successfully equipped augment plating S8.
If equipped, and this is just
a... Apply, dot, dot, K units. As HP buffs only boost your max armor and health values.
Yep, it's just letting me know it only boosts it. Doesn't actually come onto my ship fully healed.
Return to ship specials button.
Hit the return to ship specials.
And on the dot-i-chrome quantum state biofuel of augment plating S5 button.
Where is
augment
that?
Augment plating S8 button.
There's the one I just put on.
Center.
Now let's say I want to take it right back
correct,
off.
Correct, return to load on equipped item button.
You're going to see I'm going to get an error page.
Return assets tab, land, error, land, heading level 3 warning, captain. Land, you cannot remove augment plating S8 until your relevant armor is fully repaired. Land, please ensure both of these are fully repaired and then try again. Return to ship specials button. Enter.
There are limitations, obviously, as you just heard, for taking stuff off your ship. For example, armor and hull. Armor and hull has to be fully repaired.
Core Exiles. And on the
i-chronos
button.
If I want to take this NEI chronos off.
Core Exiles. Return to load on equip item button. Enter.
I can unequip this, no problem.
Return to ship specials. Enter.
Just like that.
Core Exiles. Nothing installed
button. And now the number one slot is empty. I'm going to put that right back on because I will forget it's on.
What's
the next page?
C-A-R-O.
I'm going to search chronos.
And on the i-chronos. Equip item button. Enter.
Hit B, enter.
Return to ship equipment HP buffs, please return to ship, enter.
And put it back on.
Core Exiles, and on the dot-i-chromos button.
And you'll see it's back in the main slot. Now I'm going to go cover the pods page, which is very similar. Now I'm going to go cover the pods loadout, which is very similar to this, with one little extra twist. To exit this page, I'm going to hit Control-Home-V.
Exit special screen. Enter. Exit special screen.
I could just search the text pod on that page and jump to my pods, but I'm doing it from the promenade. Search pod.
Enter. Visit link graphic pods. Enter. Pods. Graphic.
Enter on it, and on this page, V shift G. Read down from the assets tab because that's the top of the body.
Level 4 yet, open another 5 pod slots and support Core Exiles.
Same thing for pods instead of specials.
Land. Table with 5 columns and 6 rows. Pod loadout range or IV.
It's letting me know pod loadout, name of my ship, well, type of my ship, not the name.
Pod points 315.
And it's saying I have 3 of 15 pod points. That's just because I have the pod point expander license. Normally, you will have 10 pod points to start. So there are two limiting factors with pods for being able to put them on your ship. First one, level, like specials, and the second is pod points. Each pod takes up X amount of points, and you only have 10 points. So let's say you have 2 pods that take up 3 points and one that takes up 5. That would equal 11, and you would not be able to equip all of those at the same time because you only have 10 pod points. Taking one of the 3s off will leave you with 3, then you can put on the 5, and then you'd be at 8 out of 10, and you'd be okay. Also, like with specials, some pods will have limitations on when you can take them off. If you have a pod that's boosting your energy, just like with a reactor, you would have to have all of the stuff taken off of your ship that is pulling energy before you can remove it. Same thing if it's boosting cargo or your armor and hull, you're going to have to make sure you're fully repaired or your cargo is empty before you can remove it. Real quick,
let's
say I want to take off this Babylon because I'm not going to be mining. This page brings you to the description, but if you just jump by button, you can unequip the item. Next page, if it worked, let you know it's replaced in your ship store. And you see, now I have nothing installed. To equip an item, same thing with specials, the table is almost exactly the same. You have item name, quantity, the type, Like, just let you know what it is, not skill points, because there's no skill points required.
Pod points, column 4.
Pod
six,
points, it'll
six,
use
six,
up
required level, column five.
Required level, and then a button to equip it. So I'm just going to go through some of these pods and pick one. Let's put on my other Mako, even though I don't think I might not have enough pod points. Oh, it went on. Let's see how many pod points I have.
2 of 15.
Now, this Mako device is awesome because you see that? It's energy, plus 45 hundred, plus 25 cargo space, plus 24 pod points, 6 captain level 90 multi-use pod. Uses 6 pod points, though, which is harsh.
Colon, captain, level 90.
And it's captain level 90.
Return to low defender.
But two of those on, you got a hell of a lot more cargo than you had to start. The only thing is, you have to have the pod point expander license to equip two of them. But if you end up liking Core Exiles, you want to spend money in the store anyway to support the game, and you'll get some pretty cool stuff. Anyway, that is the guide covering this. Also, to exit this, just hit Control Home V for visited link.
And
out of the pod screen. Back on whatever you were at, either orbit or promenade. That is the guide covering your ship specials page and your ship pods page. Pretty straightforward, but I'm tossing it in here just in case anyone has issues with it.